Okay, I'm Pete Mikey, and a ranch in north central Wyoming at a town called KC. If you're familiar with back history, it's in the area where Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and the Hole in the Wall gang were from.
The ranch goes back, your granddad started the ranch back in what, 1901?
1901, yes. He came there and started the ranch in 1901, and it's evolved from there.
Let's talk about the operation today and where it's at.
It's a cattle sheep operation, and we also irrigate some land. We usually run about 2,500 ewes and 700 to 800 head of cattle, depending on the condition of the year, whether it's dry or wet. It varies from year to year, but
looking back to last year, you went through quite a dry spell.
We did. It was a very dry summer, and we sold about half our cows, and we cut our sheep down about 1,000 head from normal too this last summer. It just no feed.
Do you remember any other year where it was as dry as it was in 2012?
No, I don't believe I do. All over it, just we just never hardly greened up in the spring, and it just didn't rain all summer at all. We're maybe kind of lucky in our operation. We have got some pasture land on the Bighorn Mountains, and we take most of our livestock up there in the summer, and it wasn't as bad on the mountain as it was down in the flats where we live, and we were able to survive the summer. And we did get quite a bit of hay put up. We irrigate all our hay land, so I think we're going to have enough hay to winter what we have left. But it wasn't good.
Are you seeing any winter moisture yet here this winter?
Oh, we've had a little. Not a lot, but I suppose we've had an inch of rain and snow over off and on this fall, and it did get the top of the ground kind of wet, so now that it's froze up, at least it's not blowing dust like it did most of the summer.
But you were telling me that you depend on your spring rains for a lot of your moisture.
Yes, and we've got to get May and June rains to grow a good crop of grass. That's when it does the most good.
So who's involved in the ranch?
Well, it's a family corporation. My brother and I run it, but we've got three sisters that are in the corporation, and we've got a whole handful of nieces and nephews. And I think there's 20-some of us in the corporation.
Well, as a sideline, you also like to work with dogs.
Right, yes. I got started in running dogs. Well, we've used dogs in our operation, sheep dogs, forever. And we got started in some of these dog trials were coming through the country, and I got conned into going to one with an old dog I had, and I lucked out and won it. So I decided, well, now I'm a dog trainer. So so it started from there. And I've had some real nice dogs, and I've competed around the country, but it's fun just to work a good dog.
So what makes a good dog?
Well, most of the Border Collie's dogs that we use are natural livestock dogs. They love to work, and it's fun to have a good dog. You know, I can go out with a couple dogs on my four-wheeler and probably round up a pasture almost as fast as the cowboy can round up his horse, you know, so he can go and do it in good time, and it's just really great to watch a good dog work.
So at what age do you start training?
Well, actually, you really start from just a pretty little puppy to when he'll start following you. Get him so that he'll mind you, he'll stay behind and follow and won't run. But about 6 months you can start on a normal dog. You can start doing little things with him. You don't want to rush him and burn him out, you know, trying to do things that he isn't capable of yet. But But you can start them at 6 months, and then by the time they're a year old, you should have them to where you can do about anything you want to with them, and then they're just like a person. They keep learning.
Do you use voice commands or whistle or a combination?
Voice commands a lot, but the good dog trainers almost always use a whistle because you get too much emotion in your voice when you're screaming at one, and your dog doesn't know for certain what you're doing. But a good whistle, the whistles are all the same, and they can hear them from a long ways, and they do various. You can change the tone of your whistle and speed him up or slow him down, and they can hear it a lot further than a voice command. And the good dog trainers almost all go to a whistle command.
And you were telling me that most operations in your part of the country will use a good dog.
Right, almost all the sheep operations at least have good dogs, and a lot of the cow operations are using dogs also. But if they run sheep, you'll find some good working dogs in almost all ranches.
Well, Pete, it has been a real pleasure to sit down with you to visit here in San Antonio. Hope you get some moisture, and good luck with those dogs.
Well, I'm going to try.